Okay, in this lesson we're going to learn about expected utility and insurance. This is an application of the Lagrange method. So what we're going to consider is a world of two states of nature. In the good state, we have no accident, and if we have a good state, then the individual will have a wealth in state one, which we'll call W. Then we'll have a bad state, and in the bad state, the individual has an accident, and the wealth in state two, the bad state, will be equal to the wealth minus the loss. So we will say that they will have an accident with probability P, and that means that they don't have an accident with probability 1 minus P. So the first thing we're interested in is what's called the expected value. So the expected value of these two states is written like this, is equal to the probability of a good state times the wealth in a good state plus the probability of a bad state times the wealth in a bad state. So that's given by the following equation. Now if we substitute in, that becomes simply 1 minus P times W, because that's the wealth, plus P times W minus L, and that's the wealth in a bad state. Now, if we collect some terms, that simplifies down to simply W minus P times L. So that gives us our expected value. However, people are not maximizing expected value, they're maximizing expected utility. So the expected utility is given by the probability you have a good state, 1 minus P, times the utility you get in a good state, which would be W, plus the probability of a bad state, the accident, and then the utility you get from the wealth after you have the loss. So this gives us our so-called expected utility. So let's put some structure to the problem. So let's let the utility function be given by the natural log of W. Okay. Further, let's suppose that the wealth initially is equal to $1,000. We'll let the loss be $600 if it occurs, and we'll let the probability of a loss be 0.25. So there's a 25% chance that you're going to have the accident. So now we can calculate the expected value, which will simply be W minus P times L, which is 1,000 minus 0.25 times the loss of 600, and that gives us a wealth of $850. So the expected value for this uncertain situation is 650. Now the expected utility of this problem is given by EU equals 0.75 times the log of 1,000 plus 0.25 times the log of 400, which is the wealth this person will have when the accident occurs. Now we simplify that down, and that gives us 0.75 times the log of 1,000 is 6.91, plus 0.25 times the log of 400, which is 5.99. We calculate that out and we get 6.68. So that is the expected utility of the individual exposed to risk. So now what we're going to do, move this thing down here, is we're going to look at something that we refer to as the certainty equivalent. So the certainty equivalent is the wealth with no risk that gives you the same utility as the risky prospect. So we know that the log of some unknown wealth, WC, the certainty equivalent wealth, would have to equal 6.68. So what we do is we unlog this, so that means that the certainty wealth will equal e to the 6.68, Using our calculator, we get a wealth of 796. Okay, so notice that if I'm guaranteed $796, I get 6.68 units of happiness. If I have an uncertain outcome that pays $8.50, I also get 6.68 for utility. Since the certainty equivalent is less than the expected value, we can tell that this individual is what we call risk averse. So this person would be interested in buying fair insurance. So fair odds insurance, one second, is given by the following. Let A1 equal the premium that you pay in a good state, and A2 will be the payout in a bad state. So the profit for the insurance company will be given by 1 minus P times A1. So the probability you have a good state times the amount of money they collect minus probability P, it's a bad state, they have to pay out. Now, if this is a perfectly competitive insurance company, or if it's offered fair odds, which turns out to be the same thing, then the profits on insurance would be zero. So for our problem, we now know that the insurance would be given by 0.75 A1 minus 0.25 A2 equals zero. So this will be our budget constraint. So we want to maximize utility subject to buying fair insurance. So let's set the problem up. And we can set it up as a Lagrangian. And we do that by writing L equals 1 minus P, right, times the natural log of wealth minus the premium payment in the good state, plus P times log of W minus L plus A2, the payout in the bad state, subject to lambda 1 minus P A1 minus P times A2. So there is the Lagrangian. Now let's substitute in the numbers. Okay. And we have the Lagrange will be 0.75 times the natural log of 1,000 minus A1 plus 0.25 times the log of 400 plus A2 plus lambda times 0.75 A1 minus 0.25 A2. Now we're ready to solve this problem. So we'll take the Lagrange derivative with respect to A1, and that gives us 0.75 times the derivative of a log function is 1 over the function 1,000 minus A1 times the derivative of the function. Now we have negative A1, so that gives me a minus 1. Then from the Lagrange we have plus lambda times 0.75 equals 0. Then we have Lagrange with respect to A2, which will be 0.25 times 1 over 400 plus A2 plus minus lambda times 0.25 equals 0. So now what we can do, and I'll just keep these all here by shrinking them down a little bit. And of course the third equation, the Lagrange equation, is always going to be the constraint back, which is 0.75 A1 minus 0.25 A2 equals 0. So from the first two equations we can see that the 0.75 will cancel, and we can rewrite this guy as 1 over 1,000 minus A1 equals lambda. And the second equation can be have the 0.25, so cancel, and we get 1 over 400 plus A2 equals lambda, or 1,000 minus A1 equals 400 plus A2. So now we can rewrite that as 600 equals A1 plus A2. Now let's go to our third equation here, and that gives us that 0.75 A1 equals 0.25 A2, or 0.75 over 0.25 A1 equals A2, which is really 3 A1 equals A2. So now we're ready to finish the problem off. We take this guy and substitute him back into this equation, and now we get 600 equals A1 plus 3 A1, or 600 equals 4 A1. A1 equals 150. So the premium the person will pay will be 150. The payout they will buy with 150 will be 3 times that, or 450. So that means that in a good state, the wealth will be W equals 1,000 minus 150 equals 850. And in the bad state, the wealth will be 400 plus 450 equals 850. So the wealth in both states will be the same. So our individual is said to be fully insured. Now we can graph this, and it will look something like this. Okay, so we start off and we put in the logarithmic utility function, looks something like this. So here is what, let's move this thing out of the way, hang on 1 second. Okay, so we're going to put in some values just so we can finish this off. So if the wealth is 1,000, then we would go up and across, and that is 6.91. And at 400, we go across, and the wealth is 5.9. So there is the utility in a good day and a bad day, A and B. So we connect those two with a straight line. We put in the expected value, which is 850, and we go up to the line and across to get the expected utility, which will be 6.68. Also from that line, we can come down to get certainty equivalent, which is going to be 796. Okay, so what does insurance do? Insurance gives us A1, we take away on a good state, moves us to 850. When the bad state happens, we get A2, which moves us to the back to the certainty equivalent or certainty value of 850, which makes the person better off. Oops. Because they no longer face risk, and that gives them a utility of 6.74, which is slightly higher than the risk-averse case. So, let's stop.